Welcome, Discovery Rangers. Today we will be exploring decoding dog sounds, what barks, whines, and growls mean.
Look at the dog sleeping on your rug right now. Or, you know, picture that dog you always see walking down your street. Imagine if they could just, like, open their mouth and actually talk to you in plain English.
Oh, man, it would make living with them a whole lot easier, wouldn't it?
Right. Like, what if they could tell you exactly what they were thinking?
Well, here is the amazing secret we are exploring today. They actually do talk to us.
Wait, really?
Yeah. They just, they don't use human words. Instead, they use a secret code of sounds and movements.
And we are going to crack that code. I've got a giant stack of reports right here from animal scientists, veterinarians, and dog behavior experts.
It's a really great stack of research.
It is. And by the end of this deep dive, our mission is to train you. Yes, you listening right now. We are going to train you to become an official dog detective.
I love that. A dog detective.
Because once you know the code, it's honestly like having a superpower. You'll know exactly what a dog is saying.
But, you know, before we can decode this secret language, we really need to understand how the tools work. Like, what is a sound, really?
Okay, yeah. Lay it on me.
Let's do a quick experiment. I want you, the listener, to gently put your hand flat on the front of your own throat.
Okay, I'm doing it too. Hand on the throat.
Awesome. Now say a big, loud hello.
Hello.
See? Do you feel that buzzing against your hand?
Oh, yeah. My whole neck is, like, vibrating.
Exactly. That buzzing is a vibration. When you make a sound, muscles in your throat vibrate, which pushes the air out of your mouth in these invisible waves.
Like ripples in a pond.
Just like that. Those air waves travel across the room and tickle the inside of our ears. And, well, that's what a sound is.
Okay, gotcha.
Dogs use those exact same throat vibrations to send invisible messages across the room to share their feelings and their needs with us.
But I mean, why make noise at all? Like, my dog isn't trying to order a pizza on the phone.
Mm.
Where does this urge to make all these crazy sounds even come from?
So, to understand our cuddly pet dogs, we have to look back thousands of years at their wild ancestors.
Oh, you mean wolves?
Yes, wolves. Picture a pack of wild wolves in a huge, dark, snowy forest. They can't always see each other through the trees, right?
Right, it's too dark.
So they completely rely on sounds to survive. They use sounds to hunt together as a team or, you know, to find each other in the dark.
Oh, or to warn their pack if, like, a dangerous bear is coming?
Precisely.
That is so wild to think about. Even if your pet dog sleeps on a fuzzy pink pillow and eats out of a plastic bowl, they still have this little wild wolf instinct hiding right inside them.
They absolutely do.
Yeah.
And because of those wolf instincts, dogs mostly use their sounds for four main reasons.
Okay, what are they?
First, they make noise to alert, like shouting, hey, pay attention to this.
Got it. Alert.
Second, they make noise to express feelings, like, I'm so happy, or I'm terrified.
Okay, feelings.
Third, they make noise to ask for something, like, please share that sandwich.
Oh, I know that one very well.
And fourth, they make noise to warn, like, stay back, I need space.
You know, I kind of picture it like an old, ancient wolf walkie-talkie system.
Oh, walkie-talkie.
Yeah, like our pets inherited this walkie-talkie, and they use it to broadcast those four types of messages directly to us every single day.
That is a really brilliant way to think about it, the wolf walkie-talkie. And if we're tuning into that walkie-talkie, the loudest and most famous channel by far is the bark.
Oh, totally.
So if you are going to be a dog detective, we have to decode the bark first.
Which seems super easy, right? I mean, a dog just says woof.
Well, you might think so, but a bark is never just a simple woof. Scientists have discovered that dogs are incredibly clever with this.
Really?
Yeah, they actually change their barks in three specific ways to send totally different messages. First, they change the pitch.
Okay, wait, pitch. Explain that one to me like I'm five.
Sure. Pitch is just how high or low a sound is. Let's do another experiment. Can you make a giant, scary monster voice?
Rawr. I am a giant monster.
Perfect. That is a low pitch.
Yeah.
Now, can you make a tiny, squeaky mouse voice?
Squeak, squeak, I need cheese.
That is a high pitch. Dogs do the exact same thing. And the reason why is actually fascinating.
Tell me.
Low sounds require a big chest. So if a dog uses a low-pitched bark, they are literally trying to trick you into thinking they are giant and scary.
Like a big bass drum.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But a high pitch sounds like a tiny, harmless puppy. So a high bark is a dog's way of saying, hey, I'm little and friendly, don't hurt me.
Oh. So they are, like, changing their voice on purpose to sound scary or friendly? That's so smart. What are the other two ways they change their bark?
Well, they change the duration, meaning how long the sound lasts.
Okay.
A long bark is like stretching out a rubber band, while a short bark is like a quick, sharp hand clap.
Gotcha. Short or long. And the third.
And finally, they change the repetition, which is just how many times they bark in a row without stopping.
So by mixing up the pitch, the duration, and the repetition, we get all the different types of barks.
Precisely.
Let's look at the science reports and see if we can spot them in the wild. Like, let's say you're sitting in the living room, and the mail carrier walks up to the front porch. The dog usually lets out a sharp, medium-pitched bark and does it maybe two or three times.
Right. That is called the alert bark. Hmm. The dog is basically acting like a burglar alarm.
So they aren't mad.
Not necessarily, no. They're just saying, hey, human, someone new is here, look.
Okay, but then compare that to what happens at the dog park. You see two dogs running around, and one of them lets out this really high-pitched, short little bark. They might even throw in a funny little woo-woo sound.
Oh, yeah. That is the play bark.
High pitch, so they're being a mouse.
Exactly. Remember the mouse voice. The dog is making their voice sound like a harmless little puppy. They are saying, yay, I am friendly, let's play a game.
That's adorable. But then there's a bark that sounds completely different. It's a low-pitched, slow, single bark. Just woof, and then silence, woof.
Yeah, that one is serious. That is the warning bark or the threat bark.
The monster voice.
Right. The dog is using a low pitch to sound as big and tough as possible. They are saying, stay back. I feel threatened by you.
Okay, those make total sense because the dog is reacting to something right in front of them. But what about when, you know, my neighbor leaves their dog out in the yard all day by itself?
Oh, that's tough.
The dog just stands there making the exact same boring robot noise.
Arf, arf, arf. Over and over for like an hour. Is that an alert?
Not at all. That is the boredom bark.
The boredom bark.
Yeah. When a dog repeats the exact same medium bark endlessly, with pauses in between, they're saying, I have absolutely nothing to do. I am so lonely. Is anybody listening to me? It's a call for company.
Oh, that's actually a little sad.
It is.
But it's very different from the last big one in our reports, the frustration bark.
Oh, boy, yes.
Picture this. Your dog is looking through the glass door, and there is a fat, fluffy squirrel sitting just out of reach on the patio.
Driving them crazy. Totally. The dog goes nuts, letting out these super fast, urgent arf, 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 arf sounds without stopping to breathe, just scratching at the glass.
You nailed it. That rapid-fire repetition means extreme frustration. They are broadcasting. I want to get to that thing right now, and I can't.
Wow.
So by just listening to whether a bark is high or low or fast or slow, you as a detective can figure out exactly what the dog wants.
Okay, but wait, I have a giant hole in this theory.
Oh?
Yeah. If barking is such an amazing detailed way to use the walkie-talkie, what about dogs that, like, can't bark? Do they just sit there in silence?
I love that you brought that up. We actually have an amazing secret in these reports from dog experts about that.
Tell me.
There is a specific breed of dog from Africa called the Basenji, and because of the unique shape of their throat, they literally cannot bark.
So they're completely quiet.
Oh, they definitely don't stay silent. Instead, they make this totally unique sound that scientists call a yodel or a baru.
A baru. That sounds so silly. Yeah.
It really does. But they use their baru to broadcast all those exact same messages.
Yeah.
It just goes to show that dogs will always find a way to communicate.
Okay, so the bark channel on the walkie-talkie is great for shouting across the yard or through a window, but barks are loud. What happens when a dog needs to tell you a secret?
A secret.
Yeah, like what if they are feeling a little sad or just need to be polite?
For quiet close-up messages, they switch to the whine channel.
The whine?
Yes.
Oh.
A whine is a high-pitched, squeaky, kind of nasal sound. It is essentially the dog version of saying the word please.
Well, why do they use a squeaky sound for that?
Because it's the exact sound a tiny newborn puppy makes to get its mother's attention.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. When an adult dog whines, they are basically acting like a baby on purpose so that you will feel bad for them and take care of them.
That is so sneaky and so smart.
It works every time.
It totally does. The experts say there are a few types of whines, actually. There's the request whine, which is when they stand by their empty bowl and say, please give me dinner. There's the anxiety whine, which happens if they are hiding under the bed during a loud thunderstorm, saying, please, I'm scared.
Very common.
And there is a submissive whine, which is when a dog meets a bigger, bossier dog and whines to say, please don't hurt me, you're the boss.
Exactly. There is also the pain whine. If a dog has a tummy ache or, say, a thorn in their paw, they might let out a quiet, constant whine to say, please help, I hurt.
Oh, poor pup.
And because the whine always means please help me, there's a really serious safety rule you need to learn right now as a dog detective.
Okay, everyone listen up.
You must never, ever punish a whining dog.
Because they are literally asking for help.
Exactly. If a dog is whining, your job as a detective is to figure out why. Are they terrified of the fireworks outside? Does their ear hurt? Do they just really need to go potty?
Right.
Think about it. If a dog is whining because they are terrified and you yell at them to stop, you are just going to make a scared dog even more scared. You have to solve the mystery of the whine, not punish it.
Okay, rule memorized. Never punish a whine. So we have loud barks for shouting and quiet whines for saying please. What about that really famous wild wolf sound, the howl? Why do dogs point their noses at the sky and go, oh, ooh?
The howl. Mm-hmm. I love the howl. If the bark is a shout and the whine is a whisper, the howl is the long-distance group chat.
The group chat.
Yeah. Wolves howl in the wild because the sound travels for miles through the forest. It helps separated pack members find each other. And our pet dogs do the exact same thing.
So it literally is like sending out a text message. Where is everyone? I hear you. I'm in the kitchen.
That's exactly right. If a dog is left home alone, they might do a loneliness howl because they are trying to find their pack, which of course is you.
Oh, my heart.
Or they might do a response howl. If a fire truck drives by with a loud siren, the dog thinks the siren is a giant mechanical wolf howling.
That's hilarious.
Right. So they howl back to say, message received. I hear you.
And there's a really cool fun fact in our reports about hunting dogs like bloodhounds.
Yeah.
They have those big floppy ears and droopy faces. And hundreds of years ago, humans taught them to make a very specific type of deep howl called baying.
Baying. It's a loud repeating cry.
Exactly. When a bloodhound finds the smell of a lost animal, they start baying. It acts like a living GPS system. They are telling their human, I found the smell. Follow my voice through the woods.
It's incredible how useful these sounds are. But detectives, listen closely right now.
Uh-oh. Serious tone.
Very serious. While whines and howls pull us in and ask us for help, there is one specific sound that tells us we need to immediately stop what we're doing and back away.
The growl.
Yes, the growl. It is a low rumbling sound deep in the dog's chest, and it is the dog's most important warning signal. A growl simply means, I am uncomfortable.
Right.
And believe it or not, a growl is actually a wonderful thing.
Wait, hold on. How is a scary growl a good thing?
Because the dog is trying to avoid a fight. They're using their sounds instead of their teeth. They're giving you a polite but firm warning first.
Okay, I see. Our reports actually list a few types of growls. There's the fearful growl, which means, I'm terrified of you, don't come near.
Yes.
There's the warning growl, which might happen if you try to give a giant tight hug to a dog that really hates being squeezed.
A lot of dogs do not like hugs.
Yeah, good to know. And there's something called resource guarding. Wait, let's call it treasure protecting.
Treasure protecting. That is a perfect name for it.
Because it's their treasure.
Exactly. That's when a dog has something they think is super valuable, like a favorite chew toy, a stolen sock, or their food bowl.
My dog loves stealing socks.
Same. And if they growl when you walk near their treasure, they are saying, this is my stuff. I'm afraid you will steal it. Stay away.
Which brings us to the golden rule of the growl. Are you ready, detectives? Always listen to a growl. Give the dog space. Just like with whining, you should never, ever punish a dog for growling.
Let me explain exactly why this is a critical safety rule.
Hmm.
Think of a growl like the beeping fire alarm in your house. The fire alarm is annoying, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it warns you that there is danger. If you punish a dog for growling, it is like taking the batteries out of your fire alarm.
Mm. Because they learn that they aren't allowed to warn you anymore.
Precisely. If you yell at a dog for growling, the next time they feel scared or uncomfortable, they might just skip the warning entirely and go straight to a bite.
Oh, wow. That's really dangerous.
Extremely. Mm-hmm. We always want them to feel safe telling us they're uncomfortable.
Hold on, though. I need to push back on this for a second.
Okay, what's up?
I'm thinking about my own dog. He growls all the time when we play tug of war with his rope toy. He sounds like a little fuzzy monster. Does that mean he's actually really mad at me? Am I supposed to drop the toy and run away every time we play?
That is a fantastic question. And it is the one big exception to the rule. Scientists call that the play growl.
The play growl.
Yeah. When you're playing a fun, rough game of tug of war, they might growl to say, wow, I am trying really hard. This is a tough game.
So how do I know the difference?
Here is how you, as a detective, know the difference between a scary warning growl and a fun play growl. You have to look at the dog's body.
Okay, what am I looking for?
During a fun play growl, The dog's body will be loose and wiggly, kind of like a wet noodle.
A wet noodle?
Yeah. They might be wagging their tail or doing a play bow with their front elbows flat on the floor and their bottom in the air. If their body is loose, the growl is just a game.
Okay, phew. So the tug-of-war monster voice is just a game.
Yes.
But, you know, what you just said proves a massive point for our dog detectives. Listening to the walkie-talkie sound alone isn't enough to solve the mystery. You really need to look at the whole picture.
Exactly. Sound is only half the message. The other half is body language.
Body language.
To truly crack the secret code of dogs, you have to look at what their tail is doing, where their ears are pointing, and how stiff or loose their muscles are.
I kind of like to picture it like a storybook.
How so?
Well, the sounds the dog makes are the words printed on the page, but the body language is the pictures. If you only read the words but cover up the pictures, you're going to miss half the story.
Oh, that is a beautiful way to explain it.
Wow.
And speaking of the pictures, we need to bust a huge myth right now about dog body language.
Myth busting time. Let's hear it.
Almost everyone thinks that if a dog's tail is wagging, it automatically means the dog is happy and wants to be pet. That is completely false.
Wait, what? A wagging tail doesn't mean happy.
Not always. A tail wag just means the dog is feeling a really strong emotion. You have to look at how it's wagging.
Oh, I see.
If the tail is sticking straight up, stiff as a board, and wagging really fast, like a car's windshield wiper on high speed, that actually means the dog is super stressed or ready to fight.
Wow. Okay. So what does a happy tail look like?
A happy tail wag is loose, relaxed, and slow, like a cooked spaghetti noodle. And usually their whole rear end wiggles along with it.
Like the wet noodle again.
Exactly.
Whoa. Okay, detectives, it is time for your official dog detective training exam. We are going to give you 3 case studies. We will give you the clues, the sound, and the body language. And I want you listening at home to shout out what you think the dog is saying. Ready?
I'm ready.
Here's case number 1. Take it away.
Okay. You observe a dog letting out rapid, high-pitched barks. At the same time, their body is wiggly like jelly, their tail is wagging loosely, and they do a play bow with their front paws on the floor. What is the dog saying?
I'll give you a second to think. High barks. Loose body. Got it. If you guessed excitement, like maybe they see their best dog friend or a favorite toy, you were absolutely correct. The happy puppy barks plus the wiggly body equals playtime.
Excellent job.
Okay, case number 2.
You hear a dog making a high-pitched, squeaky whine.
Mm-hmm.
You look over and the dog is standing right by the back door. They're looking back and forth between you and the doorknob, and they start scratching at the woods. What is the dog saying?
Think about the clues. The whine means please, and they are pointing at the door. Yep, it's a request. That dog is saying, please, my bladder is full, open the door so I can go potty.
They definitely need to go.
Okay, last one, case number 3. It's a tough one.
You hear a low, rumbling growl. You look at the dog, and their muscles are completely stiff, like a statue. They're standing directly over their food bowl and staring hard at you without blinking. What is the dog saying?
A deep monster growl plus a stiff body over a bowl. Did you guess treasure protecting? You got it. Yeah. That dog is warning you, this is my dinner. I am uncomfortable. Give me some space.
And as a smart detective, you would safely back away and leave him alone to eat.
Definitely.
Outstanding detective work. Once you know how to put the clues of sounds and body language together like that, you can finally figure out some of the really weird, silly sounds dogs make. Because dogs don't just bark, whine, and growl.
Oh, true. Let's talk about the funny non-sounds, like sneezes and snorts. Sometimes a dog will look right at you and go, ah, chew, are they talking to me?
Usually, no. If they blow a quick puff of air out their nose, they are just clearing out the dust, just like we do.
Makes sense.
Sometimes a snort can mean a quick, uh-oh, back off, but mostly it's just a physical reaction to a tickle in their nose.
And speaking of tickles, there is a sound that terrifies a lot of kids and parents the first time they hear it.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
It's called the reverse sneeze.
The honk.
Yes. The dog suddenly stretches their neck out and starts inhaling super fast, making this incredibly loud, scary, honking sound. It sounds exactly like a goose got stuck in their throat. It looks like they can't breathe.
It does look very alarming. But our veterinary sources promise us that a reverse sneeze is almost always completely harmless.
Thank goodness.
Here is how it works. There is just a little pickle or a piece of dust caught in the very back of their throat. Instead of sneezing the air out to clear it, their body pulls the air in quickly to try and scratch the itch.
So it's literally just a backward sneeze.
Exactly. It usually stops on its own after a few seconds. If it happens all day long, sure, ask a vet. But usually it's just a funny, harmless honk.
That is a huge relief. And then there are the happy, funny sounds, like my absolute favorite, the happy grumble.
Oh, the grumbles are the best.
When I give my dog a really good belly rub, he makes this low, continuous rumbling sound in his throat. It sounds almost like a growl, but his eyes are half closed and he looks like he's melting into the floor.
That is a perfect example of reading the body language. The sound is low, but the body is melted. That is the dog version of a cat purring. It means deep, happy contentment. But we do need to mention one really serious safety rule about a very specific sound.
Great. The scream.
Yes. A scream or a very sharp, high-pitched yell is never funny. If a dog makes a sudden, loud scream, it means they are in extreme fear or sudden, sharp pain.
Like if someone accidentally steps hard on their tail.
Exactly. If you ever hear that, the dog needs immediate help, and you should tell an adult or call a vet.
Always check the context and the body language. But, you know, this brings up one final huge question for me.
What's that?
We've been talking all about how dogs use barks, whines, and growls to talk to us. Do dogs use this exact same walkie-talkie system to talk to other dogs when they are hanging out at the dog park?
They do use some sounds with each other, yes. Like if a stranger dog approaches too fast, a dog will use a low growl to say, I'm not friendly.
Sure.
Or they use the play bark to say, chase me. And if they're wrestling and one bites a little too hard, the other will let out a high yelp to say, ouch, you broke the rules, game over.
But wait, I'm sensing a trick here. Is sound their main way of talking to each other?
You caught me.
Yeah.
Here is where the science gets really mind-blowing.
Lay it on me.
While dogs can use sounds with each other, they actually rely much, much more on their incredible sense of smell and the tiny shifts in their body posture to communicate dog to dog.
Really? Smells?
Yeah. They can smell exactly how another dog is feeling without making a single sound. Sound is really mostly used just to get our human attention.
Wow. Okay, if you are listening right now, give yourself a massive round of applause. You have officially graduated. You are now a certified dog detective.
Congratulations. You've learned that barks, whines, growls, and howls all have distinct, specific messages.
You know how pitch and speed change the meaning.
And you learned the ultimate secret. You always have to combine the sound with the body language, the words with the pictures, to read the whole storybook.
Before you go, we have an assignment for you. We want you to spend some time watching and listening to your own pets, or maybe the dogs walking around your neighborhood.
It's good practice.
Pay attention right before dinner time, or when someone grabs the leash for a walk. What sounds are they making? High or low? Fast or slow?
What is their tail doing? Is it a stiff windshield wiper or a loose noodle?
Practice your new detective skills.
Uh-huh.
And remember the golden rules. Never punish a warning growl or a whine.
And always ask a vet or a dog trainer if you need help understanding what a dog is feeling.
It's the best way to build a stronger, happier friendship with the animals in our lives. But before we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with one final mind-bending thought to chew on.
Oh, I'm ready.
We just learned that dogs mostly use their superpowered noses and body posture to talk to other dogs, but they use loud barks, whines, and howls all the time with us.
Right.
That means over thousands of years of living in our homes, dogs have actually invented this complex language of sounds, mostly just to talk to human beings.
Wow.
So it makes you wonder, are we really the ones training our dogs? Or have they spent thousands of years inventing a special secret language just to train us to give them exactly what they want?
I know who's training who in my house.
Right. Think about that next time your dog whines for a treat. Thanks for joining our deep dive, detectives. Keep your eyes and ears open.
Thanks for listening, Discovery Rangers. If you enjoyed this, please ask Mum or Dad to play another episode for you.